You know the idea of the round robin that people send? I want you actually to pick one person that you really, really love, or somebody you admire, or somebody who's going to be able to receive this letter. You're not actually necessarily going to send it to them, though I always say every year to my clients to write the letter, and if they want to send it to somebody physical, they send it to me, because I'll be really happy to receive their letter. But the letter is to write now the letter you would most love to be writing on December the 15th next year.
Wonderful.
To write now the letter that says, I have had the most incredible year. I'm just amazed and aghast and astonished and delighted at how it all worked out so beautifully this year. I went into the year thinking I was hopeful and I learned all these things and I hoped, and this is what happened. We got the wonderful house. We are living a mortgage-free life. We've actually got the TV show we wanted and the book deal we wanted. I've resolved the relationship with my mother. We now get on appallingly, astonishingly, wonderfully well. My life is just absolutely transformed. The house has been double glazed. The dog got better. Whatever it is that you would just really like to see for you, just write this letter filled with joy. And know that it's going to somebody who's going to go, wow, I'm so pleased. Oh, I am so pleased. Because so often we don't even dream of writing the letter when good things have happened, because we think people are going to carp at us and say, it's all right for you.
Yes, well, the round robin trophy letter. Yeah, and then guess what? That's right.
Yeah.
My 3-year-old won an Oscar.
Yes.
Yes.
So it is actually about getting over that stuff, because sometimes we do get the round robin letter that makes us want to spit, but that's because we're really kind of jealous. So let's write the one for us. Let's write what we really want. The world, there was world peace. You know, why not just say, I started working for the United Nations and we're moving towards world peace. If you don't say it, it won't happen.
Fine tingling stuff. It's lovely. Fantastic. What a great idea.
You may not get to be in the United Nations. I wrote a letter last year saying I am now a fellow in the Interfaith Department of Cambridge University. And I'm so happy about it. Now, you know, that didn't happen, but I'm actually going to be offered an honorary position at Stafford University in the Health Department to talk about spirituality and money.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So that's pretty darn cool, isn't it? So I can waste my time going, it didn't get to be Cambridge, or I could just go say, wow, look at the power of that.
Yeah.
So write the letter. If you want to write the letter, you can send it to me, because you can find my address on the website. You can post it as a note on Facebook and tag me into it, or whatever you like. The idea is that letter is about sheer positive things. This is not the day you cry. This is not the day you moan or complain. This is not the day you give up. This is not the day that you say it can't be done. This is not the day you give out the reasons why it hasn't happened. This is the day you say, yes, I believe.
All right. I love that. And it meets with approval in the chat room as well. Cheryl in Virginia, One Woman's Wisdom. That's a good assignment. I need to do that with an exclamation mark. So, that is a lovely bit of homework.